Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Ritman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Today, I want to talk about the path to home ownership. I think this is a really critical piece. We're right in the time of year where home purchasing is picking up. We know that based on the studies that they've done, that there are a lot of first-time home buyers getting ready to come into the market. So hopefully we'll have more inventory here shortly and for those first-time home buyers. But for many people, even people who've owned a home before, but this is really for people who are first-time home buyers or want, or maybe they don't have a home, haven't had one for a while, and they're ready to buy a home they've been renting. And that what are the steps and how do you get started? What do you have to look at and how do you get from point A to point B so that you can buy your home, the home that you, of your dreams, the home that you want? And the first step, I believe, is to talk to a mortgage guru. You got to talk to somebody in the mortgage business, hopefully me, and we can talk about how you get down the path. We can do the things that are necessary. The first thing that we're going to do, if you call me after we talk through your objectives, you know, what you're hoping to accomplish, income, you know, those kind of things, is we're going to want to get an application and we're going to want to pull credit. Now, I did a show last week about credit. If you want to go to that show, you can go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. So hardworkingmortgageguy.com. And on that website, go to the podcast and then you should go to the credit video recording, and you'll be able to watch and listen to that show and learn a lot about credit and how credit works. So that's an important thing to go do, because credit is a very important piece of the puzzle when we're financing. You know, there's certain things that really matter, and credit is probably, I won't call it number one, but these are most of these, well, this and down payment are way up there. So credit is extremely important. Again, listen to the show from last week and you'll learn a lot about credit, and call me and we can talk about it if you need to. Down payment is another piece. And it's not that you need a down payment necessarily, depending on the program, or if you do have a down payment, but we need to know what the down payment is, where it's coming from. You know, are you getting a gift from a family member? Do you have the money saved up? Do you want to use a program that allows you to finance and that they give you the down payment, or they, you know, I'll say they give it. It's not exactly that way, but you know, what that down payment is and where that down payment is coming from. Where it's coming from is critical. And let's say you're getting a gift. If you're getting a gift and it has to be from a family member, do not get that gift until you've talked to a mortgage person and we make sure we walk you through that process and we get all the paperwork. Everything, this type of thing, all has to be documented. And we need to make sure it's done correctly so we can document it. So please talk to somebody before you do that. But you can definitely use, you know, gift funds for down payment. And you don't have to really have any of your own money. You can use gift funds again from a family member. If you can also, if you have a 401k or retirement, you can get a loan against that, usually from the 401k. It's usually the way it's done. So you get a loan from your 401k. That's another great way to get a down payment. You're borrowing it from yourself, and we as a lender don't have to count the payment. And that funds, those funds are great funds for down payment if you have that and it's available to you to use. The next piece is the loan program, because the loan program is going to determine a lot of your down payment, what interest rates are, what your costs are, what the mortgage insurance is going to be. So the loan program matters. A lot of first-time home buyers go on an FHA program. Now, FHA requires 3.5% down. 3.5% down, and they also have mortgage insurance. They have upfront mortgage insurance, and they have monthly mortgage insurance. That upfront mortgage insurance, they just add that to the loan amount. So you put 3.5% down. So let's say you did a $100,000 loan. You put 3.5% down. Your loan would be 96.5. And then you would add the upfront mortgage insurance back into the loan. So that's going to take it up as an estimate, let's say to 98. And then you're going to finance that 98,000. And you're also going to have, along with your principal and interest, you're going to have your mortgage insurance. And on an FHA, it's not called private mortgage insurance. It's called MIP, mortgage insurance premium. And same thing, just a different name. And then your taxes and your insurance. And if you had flood insurance, anything like that, those would be on there also. So we want to look at that entire payment. So FHA can be a tremendous program, especially if you have, they're very forgiving on credit scores. They're very forgiving on jobs, things like that, a little bit more forgiving than conventional. Now, conventional, we actually can do as low as 3% down. So a little less down than FHA. There's no upfront mortgage insurance. And if you have high credit scores, the mortgage insurance generally would be less expensive on conventional than it would on FHA. So conventional is a great program for a first-time home buyer. If the credit scores are good, everything else looks great, conventional, 3% down or 5%, you can do either. That's going to be a great program for you if you have good credit scores. And when I say good credit scores, generally if you're 680 or above, conventional is going to be less expensive than FHA. And if you have 680 or below, FHA is going to tend to be a little less expensive. And it also depends on how long you plan on being in the home. Because one of the things for FHA, the mortgage insurance on FHA now does not go away generally. So we want to look at that to make sure that, you know, you're in the right program. It doesn't go away unless you refinance. So if you, let's say you have low credit scores, we finance you into the FHA. We work on your credit. We get those credit scores up. And then we could refinance out of that if we can, you know, rates stay where they need to be and get you out of the FHA and get you into something that the mortgage insurance does go away. Next is a VA. Now, VA, you have to qualify. You have to have been a veteran. And VA is a tremendous program for veterans. It doesn't require any money down. And VA is if you're a veteran and you don't want to put any money down, it is a phenomenal program. And I highly recommend it. And we do a lot of VA, and it's well worth it. It's a great benefit that as a veteran that you're entitled to, and it's awesome. There's also something called rural housing. This is done through the USDA, and these are houses that are out in the not the metropolitan areas. They're out in the country. The house has to qualify. Your income has to qualify. You can't earn too much for USDA. USDA does not require, it's 100% financing, and it's an excellent 100% financing if you want to live in the country. That's your objective and goal. It is a great program to look at. Before you do that, we want to talk about where you're looking and so where it qualifies, or if you find a house and you want to go to USDA, we want to talk about that, make sure the house qualifies for USDA and that you qualify for USDA before you go down that path. And then finally, on the loan programs, there's Indiana Housing has down payment assistance. They have some programs to help you get in a home. And they require it on an FHA mortgage, so it's tied with an FHA, and they have their parameters. But again, it's a phenomenal program, and it does allow you to get into a home if you don't have the down payment. So down payment should not be a reason that you can't get into a house, because there's lots of programs to help you pass that. Now there are income limits on most of them, so there's something, you know, that we do have to look at. But there are great options without having any down payment. Now, as you do this, the next thing we talk to me, we go through credit, we go through the loan programs. The next thing we want to do is go through a pre-approval or a pre-qualification. They're virtually the same thing. It's just how much documentation we collect. And I like to collect enough that I can do a pre-approval. That just means I collect your income, your assets, and we run credit. We verify these things the best we can at that point so that when we give a pre-approval letter, that loan's going to close 99.9% of the time. We don't want to give you a pre-approval letter. You get excited, you go find a house, and then the house doesn't close. Now, I've seen that happen to people. I've seen lenders who do that. It's the worst thing that can happen, and I will do everything I can to avoid it. Sometimes it's unavoidable. Somebody loses their job. Those things can, it can be a problem, but it is important that we do the pre-approval. After the break, we're going to talk more about the pre-approval and the pre-qualification and how to find the right real estate agent.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the pre-approval and the pre-qualification, but I'm going to just kind of talk about them in general and wrap them together. It is critical before you go looking at homes that you do the process to get pre-approved or pre-qualified. And the reason is you, number one, you need to know what you qualify for from a lender so that when you go looking at houses, you're looking at the right price range. You also want that pre-approval letter available and ready if you find the home, especially in the market that we're in today. If you find a home that you want to make an offer on, it is much better if you have your pre-approval letter ready and you send it in. Because today, many people are getting multiple offers, and they're going to take an offer with a pre-approval letter, a pre-qualification letter, much more seriously than they are an offer without that. In fact, I've had people call me in a panic because they've put an offer in. The people want to accept their offer, but they haven't done the pre-approval process, and so they didn't have a letter, and they're going to go with another offer if they don't get a letter in hours. And not that that can't be done, it can. It's just, I hate to see people in a panic and worrying about it when we could have handled that up front before you go looking and make sure you have it available and ready. So I recommend highly that we look at doing the pre-approval. As soon as you decide you're going to go looking at homes, we need to do that to make sure that you're prepared and that you can make an offer on the house when you find it.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
You know, I received a question from Margaret, and Margaret had been out looking at homes, kind of a scenario I talked about earlier, but she had not talked to a lender, and she wanted to know if she could get started with a lender sooner. She wanted to go look at houses. She thought, did I do this in the right order? Because she's already looking, and should she have done that sooner? It's a great question, and we've kind of talked about it, but the reality on this is, yes, she should have done it sooner. It's best if you do it. It actually should be the first step in buying a house and looking at houses and starting your search for a home. This should be your first step because it is a critical step. It guides you and your real estate agent to the right homes, to the right priced homes, and to the right area, so that you know that you're in the right area. That one of the hardest things is for somebody to go out and they look at a house, and they fall in love, and then they find out that the house is over the price range that they qualify for through the lender. You don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen. So we want to do this ahead of time and then help strategize how you're going to, how you could get into. So let's say I said you're qualified for 250 and you go, well, I want to buy 285. Okay, let's look at how we might be able to make that happen. So let's look at things when you make the offer, like seller concessions and things like that, on how we can make it work to be in the higher price. But for the most part, that's not what people want. They want to know what they can afford and then what they can qualify for. And then many times you're going to look at that and you're going to say, am I comfortable with that payment? So you want to know what you qualify for. Are you comfortable with the payment that we're estimating? And then is that a comfort zone? And is that in the price range of homes that you want to look at? And so it saves you and your agent a ton of time. You're guided. It gives you a point to to focus on what you're going to look at, and now you can focus on the areas that you're going to look at. So it's really critical that you do that. Additionally, it's critical that you do it because when you find that home, you need and you want to make an offer, it's critical that you have that pre-approval letter as quickly as possible to give to them. If you already have it, it goes way down the road for you. It's really helpful, and you can get that offer in. You can turn it in with a pre-approval letter, pre-qualification letter, and people know that you can buy their home. That is what is required for most people today to be able to buy a home. It's critical, and it really does help. So please, if you're thinking about buying a home, you're thinking about going out and looking at homes, you don't want to do it too soon either. Let's step back a little bit. You don't want to do it too soon either. If you do it too soon, the credit report expires and all that. So you want to do it soon enough, you know, a few weeks before you decide, you know, before you're really ready to go out and look at homes. The exception to that would be is if you think there's issues on your credit. If you think there's issues on your credit, we would want some time to work on those issues and make sure that we can get them where they need to be. So if you think there's issues on your credit, sooner the better, so that we can work on that. So that's what I would recommend. It's what I recommended to Margaret. Of course, she had already been looking at home, so we couldn't go back, but we did the pre-approval right away, so she was ready to make offer when she found the home that she wanted. Let's talk about finding the right real estate agent. You know, there's lots and lots of real estate agents out there, and it's critical that you find an agent that is right for you. And I think the very best place to start is with recommendations. If you can find, if you have people who can make recommendations to you, that is critical. I have some agents, you know, real estate gurus that know exactly what they're doing. They've been on the show. They know real estate. And those people are going, I'm going to recommend them, but I'm going to recommend them by where, you know, they want to be. I want them in the area that you're looking either to buy or sell your home in. If you're looking to buy, we want somebody who's that's their specialty, that they're going to be there to walk you through the process, to explain things to you so that it's a smooth and easy process for you. So there's no issues, or as little issues as possible. There's always things that can come up, inspections and all that, but you want somebody who can walk you through it and make sure. And so the recommendation is very, very important. So recommendations from friends, family, or your mortgage person, that can go a long way to help you get the right agent. And I probably recommend, you know, 3 or 4 people a month at real estate agents because I want them to have the best representation they can. The other thing is you should interview that agent when you go talk to them because you want to make sure you get along with them, that the personalities match and they understand what you want and what you're trying to accomplish. So when you do get those recommendations, go talk to 1 or 2 or 3 of those people or have them come talk to you and find out, you know, through that conversation, if they are the agent you want to work with. And you'll know by how the questions they ask more than anything. They're going to ask the right questions. You're going to feel whether they really are listening to what you have to say and they care about what you have to say and what you're trying to accomplish. And then you can look at their experience. Experience can make a huge difference, but it's not the only factor. So you want to, but it's something to consider when you're looking at that. So now you've done your credit. We've done the pre-approval. You've talked to your real estate agent. You found an agent that you want to work with. Now, what about the home you're looking for? And this is another piece that the real estate agent can help you with, but you have to decide what style of home you want, you know, the condition, location. So let's talk about some of those. You know, some people, they want a 2-story, some want a ranch. You need to know what it is that you want. 2 stories, 1 story, 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom. What style are you looking for? Modern, country? And you want to discuss that with your real estate agent, with that agent that you've picked, because that's going to help you find the right home. It's going to help guide them to find the home that's going to be best for you. The next piece is you want to talk about the condition of the home. Some people want to have a home that they can they work on. They want to buy at a lower price and do and fix it up. I also have people who we have a renovation department, so we're really good at renovations, and I have people who they'll go find an existing home and they like that. But they want to redo the kitchen. They may want to put a new roof on or add a finished basement or whatever it is that they want to do, redo a bath. And in a renovation loan, we can do that. So they'll go, they'll find that they want to find a house that needs work. They feel like they can get a house at a lower price. They can do the work and they've built equity in their home. Now the work is being done by contractors, not by you personally. Most of the work, if it's in the loan, I won't get into that, but if it's in the loan, it has to be done by a contractor. That's another option if that's what you're looking for. Location is another piece, not just the condition of the home, but what location do you want to buy in? Where is it that you want to live? And I think it's one of those things that you really, really need to think through. I had a friend who went and bought a home. They had a young son, and they were going to a parochial school. They went to the area that near that school. Well, once they were out of that school, they wanted them to go to a whole different school system. And they didn't think that through, where they could have bought a home in the school system. It wasn't that far away where they wanted their son to go. And then they still could have been to the parochial school. So you want to think those things through and make sure that you're doing the right thing, not only short term, but long term. So the location is extremely important. Again, a real estate agent can help you immensely go down that path and understand the locations and show you the proper and the correct location based on what you want and what you're looking for. And there's so many things about a location that matter. And you got to think through all of those issues, like how long to work, all those things. You know what they are, basically, the things that are really important to you. Community amenities is another piece that I think needs to be discussed and thought about. Do you want a community with basketball courts and swimming pools and a golf course, or do you want one with, you know, none of those things? You don't want to pay for that. You don't want a homeowners association. You know, what is it that you want in the amenities in that neighborhood, so that the agent can then focus on the correct neighborhoods? And it helps you too, as you drive around and look. That's something that is, if it's critical that you have a pool in the neighborhood, then you don't want to look at a community that doesn't have a pool in the neighborhood. And then you want to talk at the requirements and think about the requirements of the home. We talked about that. Do you need 2 bedrooms, 3 bedrooms, 4 bedrooms? Do you want a basement? Do you want a finished basement? Do you, you know, 2-story, single story? What is it that you want in the house? And then all of these things, it's about ranking them in the importance, because what I have found is nobody ends up with everything covered. It just doesn't normally happen. Sometimes there's certain pieces we have to compromise on. And so you have to decide what are those pieces that you will not compromise on, and what are those pieces that you will compromise on. And again, that's another piece where the real estate agent can help you immensely, because sometimes you compromise on something because you can't have it immediately, but you can fix that issue down the road. And sometimes you compromise because other things are much more important to you. Like it may be, let's say you said, it's really important that I live in this school district, and I'm not going, that's a no compromise on that school district. Well, then there may be other things that you say, well, yeah, I like that house over there in the wrong school district better, but this house, I like it, I can live with it, and it's in the right school district. So those are the things that you have to look at and you have to think about, so that you make the proper decision for you. And that you're comfortable with that decision. You don't want to make the decision, close on the house, and then regret it because you realize you didn't think everything through as thoroughly as maybe you would have liked. The next piece is, now that you found the house, you found your realtor, you found the mortgage program, you found the real estate agent, you found the home, now it's about making the offer. And your real estate agent is going to be the pro at walking you through the process of making that offer. But the things to think about when you're, and some basic knowledge, you can negotiate anything. You can negotiate the time and when you get, you know, when you take possession of the home. You can negotiate the time when you close. You can negotiate if the seller was going to pay some of your closing costs or not. Those are things that can be negotiated. So you want to negotiate, you want to know what's important to you there also. What is it that matters, so that you negotiate those things that are going to be the most valuable to you, and you get what you want, and hopefully then the seller also gets what they want. They sell the home, you get the home, and everybody's happy. When you're making an offer, one of the things that your real estate agent likely will do is they're going to prorate the taxes. In Indiana, we pay property taxes in arrears, which means that when we pay our May 2020 installment, we're paying taxes for January 1st through June 30th, 2019. And you want the seller to pay those taxes while they lived in the home, while they owned it. So you want to prorate the taxes. And that is how your agent most of the time will do it. And it's how you would expect them to do it. The other piece is timing. You know, I said you can negotiate timing. How soon do you want to close on this home? Do you want to close on the home, you know, in 30 days, 45 days, 60 days? Do you have an obligation on a lease and you want to, you know, it's 60 days, but you want to close a little early so you have time to move? You know, think about those things for the timing on when you want to close. It's really important that you do that so that everything lays out the way that you want it to, and also make sure that you're giving enough time for the mortgage to get completed and for you to get all the information that's needed. Different programs can take different times to close. So we want to talk about that. It's one of the reasons we want to pre-qualify. We'll talk about the program, how long it takes to get prepared, and to, you know, as long as we get everything, how soon can you close after you have a purchase agreement and get moving on the mortgage. So now you've done all that. Now you have a purchase agreement. What's next? The mortgage process. And the mortgage process, 2 weeks ago, I kind of walked through the entire mortgage process, so I'm not going to do that again. But go online, go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's me. Or you can, go to the podcast, click on the podcast, and find the video, which is the mortgage process video, and you can click there and you can listen to that show, and I walk through that process. So while you're going through that process, the next thing you're going to do is you're going to need a home inspection. And the home inspection is very critical. And there are people who will not do a home inspection, but I will tell you, I've had many of people say, I expect no problems with the home inspection. The house looked phenomenal, and the home inspection comes back and there's a major problem. I would highly recommend you get a home inspection. Your real estate agent will be able to recommend a phenomenal home inspector, I am sure. If not, I have home inspectors that I know, but I really, you know, your real estate agent's going to be the best contact to get that information, and they're going to know who to have you talk to get a good solid home inspection. Once that home inspection is back, and our appraisal's back, everything's going along smoothly, the next thing you're going to do is end up at a title company. The title company is where you close on the loan. The title company is responsible for the funds. So all the funds go to the title company, and then they disperse them after closing. And you need to get to the closing, any funds that you need at closing need to be wired. And I talked about that again in the mortgage process, but they have to be wired. It's not as hard as it sounds. It's easy to do, but it is something in Indiana. We have a good funds law, so you have to wire. If it's over $10,000, most purchases are. If it's under over $500, but under $10,000, you can actually do a cashier's check. But again, you'd always want to check with your title company to make sure they'll accept it that way. It's just easier to wire for the most part. Hopefully that all makes sense. And I hope you, if you are looking for a home, I hope you enjoy that process. Give me a call. We can talk through the mortgage issues, make sure we get you pre-qualified. And I hope you had a great weekend. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus with Rick Rickma. Please join us again next Saturday at 3:30 on Freedom 95.